I will bury Gedalot Pasuk Yates. We're going according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, and the Pasuk says, the wicked subordinate before the good, and the wicked on the gates of the righteous. What you have to connect is subordinate goes on both parts. And what is it? And the question is, what does it mean, subordinate? That's the question that all the Mefarshim ask. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, the word before means that in the eyes of, and he brings proof that that's what it means. So then, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pasuk is saying the wicked is subordinate in the eyes of the good, and the wicked in the gates of the is subordinate in the gates of the righteous. Those are the facts that we're going to analyze. The second half reads, and the wicked are subordinate in the gates of the righteous. Okay, and in the gates means justice. In other words, in the courts of the righteous. The question is, how does it work that the good look down on the wicked? What does it mean, they look down on them? They're subordinate. What does that mean? Okay, the question is like this. The thing is that when a person comes into this world, he has a personality based on who is, first of all, genes play an effect. Second of all, who raised him plays an effect. His society has an effect on his personality. And when he goes to school, I mean, definitely the teachers and classmates have an effect on his personality. Okay? So the thing is that you really cannot condemn a person for having a, whatever their personality is, you can't condemn them. They didn't choose to have it. They didn't choose to have it. Okay? So so the thing is, all I could say is that that's what they, these are the consequences of their life. You see, these are the consequences of their life. So what does it mean, subordinate? In other words, I could say these are the consequences, and if they can, then they could get above it through Chachma, then they could get above their emotions through Chachma. That's all I could say. If they don't, then that's it. Then they'll suffer the consequences, but I can't blame them for what they have. So what does it mean, subordinate? So first I want to say that subordinate is not looking down on them in that, like a value judgment. It's not a value judgment in the sense of them personally. It can't be that. So then the question is, how is the Pasuk looking, how is Rabbeinu Yonah, the way he learns the Pasuk, how is he looking at a subordinate? So what we're saying is we're not looking at it that he's judgmental in the sense of a value of the person, but he's evaluating it in terms of reality. Since he has a different view of reality based on Chachma, his view of reality, so therefore it's subordinate insofar as living a realistic life. He's not living a realistic life if he lives that type of life, okay? If he lives the life of evil, okay? So that's what it means. It's a subordinate in the sense of reality. And the same thing in the second half, it's talking about justice. Justice is a reality. It's a reality, philosophically, it's a way of life, of that you could see that it's the best possible life to live the life of justice that we see throughout Mishlei, okay, and from other areas of Torah. So the thing is that you see that it's that it, insofar as reality is concerned, it's subordinate, it's lower than what reality, than what we decide what reality is. The question is, what's the difference between the first half and the second half of the pasuk? I think the first half of the pasuk is talking about any type of a fool. Royim means where you don't live the life of reality. It's evil or harmful. If you're not living the life of reality. And the second half is talking to the particular about justice. The question is, let's say, for instance, there's a person that that because of their emotions, they can't live totally the life of Mishlei. Their emotions stop them, but they see it, and they live their life to as best that they can, based on their emotions, they live in reality as best they can. Okay? That is a person that would be acceptable, that would not be, you would not look down upon. He would not be subordinate. Why? In the eyes of the Chachamim, in the eyes of the righteous. Because the thing is that that's his reality. He has no choice. You can only do as much as you can. When I say that you live in line with reality, sometimes people have a different reality because of their emotions. Sometimes you have different realities because of situations. So therefore, the thing is, when we talk about reality, that you're subordinate, it doesn't mean that just because I'm making a mistake, that that's it, I'm beneath. I take that into consideration too. Well, let's say a person is first starting their development, and they're not on the level of reality. That one is also acceptable. You can't help it. That's where you're at. That's your reality. But you are working, moving in the right direction. That is still your reality. Okay, the question is that let's say there's two people, and they both have their emotions are blocking them, and they're both making mistakes. So they're what's the difference? They're both the emotions are blocking them. Okay, the answer is like this. There's certain people that do not recognize reality when their emotions block them. They don't even know it. They only live totally according to their emotions. Certain people that have heard reality but reject it. They totally reject it in their life. Those two are the pasuk are talking about. But if I accept reality, and I'm working towards it, and either I haven't reached my level yet, or there's emotion which will not let me go further than I can, then that is my reality. I have to accept my reality. According to some people, by Noach could have been greater than Abraham. But because of the society that he was raised in, he did not reach that level. He only reached a certain level. So you see that there the situation stopped him. Okay? Then there's some people that hold that that's what he really was. That he reached his highest level, but he couldn't go any higher. That was his component. So you see, he was a tzaddik. But he reached. But in either case, in one, the situation did not let him advance. And in the other one, and according to the other explanation, that was his ability. He reached his ability. He couldn't go any further than that. He didn't have any more of an ability. So therefore, we still call him a tzaddik. The question is like this. That we're not being judgmental. We're only saying whether you're subordinate to reality, and these people are subordinate to reality. Okay, okay. The question is a good question, but the answer is like this: we're defining tzaddik, what's acceptable by tzaddikim. Okay, what is acceptable by the good, by the righteous, by the tzaddik? Okay? What is acceptable? So Noach was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. The only question is, what level of tzaddik? Nobody is perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He hit the rock. Did that make him, that's he's not in reality. Does that make him a Rasha? He's still a tzaddik. Human beings make mistakes. We're human. Everybody makes mistakes. But the question is, when are you considered a person in line with reality? This is, when I say reality, reality takes in consideration who you are. There's an objective reality and there's the who you are. Then my definition of reality takes that in consideration. The only two people that do not fit in at all is somebody that has no knowledge of reality. They just live totally according to their emotions, or they heard reality and they totally reject it in their life. But once you accept reality, then that's all you could do. You made the decision to accept reality. How far you could go, that's not in your hands.